Good morning. I want to welcome us once again to continue to reflect on how to encourage troubled hearts in the world that Jesus has left us to continue doing the ministry. Yesterday, we looked at how Jesus embarked on encouraging troubled disciples, disappointed disciples. They were disappointed because, as we looked at it yesterday, they had thought that Jesus was a physical Messiah. He had thought that Jesus would come and fight the Roman Empire or the Roman government that was sitting and ruling them ruthlessly by the time Jesus was born. But when they discovered that Jesus was talking about dying, and they calculated the number of days that were remaining before that happened, in their mind, they discovered that this Messiah would not fit into their, the one that would deliver. They will not fit into their deliverer mentality to deliver them from the Roman Empire. And so they got really disappointed. And so when Jesus is talking about that, let not your heart be troubled, they are troubled because Jesus told them, I'm going, I'm leaving you, and where I'm going, you cannot come. Now that mathematics, that transaction did not augur well in them. So this was a moment of trouble, and the trouble was brought by disappointment and met expectations, and they felt defeated, they felt cheated, and some of them felt that why did we ever even decide to follow this? And as we said yesterday, Judas betrayed Jesus basically because of that frustration, because he discovered this is not the one I expected. Peter was going to deny him. Of course, he loved Jesus, but also because of fear, feeling that there were some unmet expectations. So Jesus took good time to help them understand the bigger picture, that he came not to defeat the rule of Roman, which is a small problem, but he came to defeat the rule of sin. He came to defeat the power of sin and death. And once he has defeated the power of sin and death, he'll be able to help them defeat the rule of Roman. He knew that the Roman rule would be defeated very soon. And so, Jesus, yesterday we discovered that he talked about that my going is beneficial for you, because as I go, as you are my wife, I'm going to prepare a place for you. So it's for you. If I don't go, it is for you. Let me go. Then he said, it is for my Father's benefit, for my Father's glory. Let me go and prepare a place, because that one helps the Father. All it brings glory to the Father. He turned everything to be glory. I mean, to the glorious event of his going. He said, I also came for this hour, and this is the season. So they did not understand that. So today, he also said that if you pray and ask anything in my name, while you are still waiting here, I'll do it. Now, I want to look at two more or three or so more encouragement of those disappointed, and which is very critical. And this tackles about another helper. So as Jesus was just saying this, he promised the Holy Spirit to them. And this is what he said in John 14 and verses 15. If you love me, keep my commands. So he talked about that love is based on command. You see, there are two people follow commands, based on two reasons. Number one, many people follow commands because of fear of punishment. Some people don't drive fast in some areas where it is designated 50 kilometers per hour, not because they love driving rules, but because they are afraid of the cameras. They're afraid that once they are caught, they can be penalized. So people obey rules majorly because of fear of the consequences. And many people are like that. Many children obey rules because they are afraid of the consequences of their parents. Some members of the church obey rules because they are afraid of their pastor and because of the policies. Some workers obey rules. They come early, not because they love to work, but because they are afraid to lose the benefits of the job. But there is a higher level of obedience, and this is based on love. We obey because we love, not because we fear. So Jesus appealed that don't, when you are here, obey me, not because of fear of the consequences of the enemy, but obey me because I am, I love you. And so he appealed obedience on love. So he said, if you love me, keep my command. Then he gave very good reason why fear should not be part of it, why trouble and disappointment should go. And he said, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you, to help you and to be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I'll come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live. You will also live. Now, Jesus used very powerful words just to encourage anybody who is willing to, to obey based on love would listen to this. So he talked about the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, and he said about a number of things, about five things about the Holy Spirit that we need to know. He said that the Holy Spirit is a gift from the Father. He is God, the Holy Spirit, and he comes as a result of Jesus asking and the Father sending. And so he introduced the Trinity, that the Holy Spirit is part of Godhead. And it is Jesus who asks, the Father sends, and the Holy Spirit is the agent. So he is saying the Holy Spirit is the agent of finishing the work that Jesus all began. And today, that is number one. We need to say this. The Holy Spirit is the agency, is the Godhead agency of continuing with the work that Jesus began here on earth. So we need the Holy Spirit. Number two, the Holy Spirit is another advocate. Advocate means the one who speaks on our behalf, is the one who will defend. Is in the court of law, we need an advocate. He says the Holy Spirit is an advocate. And this advocate will help you. That's very important. Don't you fear that I'm leaving you alone. No, the advocate, I will send another one of my kind, another God. Not Jesus, let me put it well. I'm not saying that it's another God, it's the same God, because there's only one God, but another person of Godhead, of the same nature, but he's coming to help you. So don't you fear of anything. You will not suffer any shame. Then he continued and saying, it's not only that the Holy Spirit will come, another one, is that he'll be with you forever. You see, he's better than me because what he does is that he will be He'll come to help you. He'll be with you forever. Now, that being with us forever, the Holy Spirit does not come and go. You see, Jesus came, and the economy of Jesus coming is that he came as a person, as a human. And he was in one place for in one time. But the Holy Spirit was coming to be with us forever. Then number four is that the Spirit of truth. He reminds us the truth. And then he says the world cannot accept him because they cannot see him. They do not know him. And finally, he says that the Holy Spirit will live with you. He's living with you now, but will be with you, or it will be in you. So he gave the ministry of the Holy Spirit not only with us. You see, the Holy Spirit is with everybody, even today. But soon he'll be in us. He could be. You see, it is a future here, as Jesus was speaking. He could only be with us after Jesus had died and cleansed us. It is after the death of Jesus Christ that the Spirit of God would come. And indeed, after Jesus died and came back to life, he visited the disciples and he breathed on them and he said, receive the Holy Spirit. Then to encourage them, he said, I'll not leave you as orphans, but I'll come back to you. That's another reason not to be worried. You think I'm gone, I'll leave you alone? No, you're not alone. I'll not leave you as orphans. I'll come to you and I will be with you. Then they say that, now you see, the world will not see me again, but I'll come and I will also will live with you. Then he said, I'm one with the Father, and the Father, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. And finally, he continued to encourage them. And one of the things that he said is that I will also give you peace. You see, apart from the Holy Spirit, and for me coming and you not being an orphan, I also give you peace. Peace that is not like the one now the world gives. It is the peace that really keeps your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So this peace will be given to the disciples. And finally, he also said that don't you fear. I know you're afraid of the prince of this world. Look at verse 30. I will not say so much to you, for the peace, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me, but he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. So he said, the prince of this world has no hold of me, neither has he hold of you. He's a defeated enemy. Once I go and die in the cross, my going actually is to defeat the powers of sin, is to defeat the power of Satan, is to defeat the power of evil and death, is taking the sting of death. And that is why you should never be discouraged. Be encouraged. We are on progress. Your life will be better of my going than remaining here. In Jesus' name. Father, help us to trust in you. Help us not to be disappointed by the word you speak in us. May the Spirit of God continue to make your word clear in us, and we'll be able to be encouraged and follow you. In Jesus' name we pray.